You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The results of the San Francisco sheriff's race are in, and because only one person ran for the job, Chief Deputy Paul Miyamoto wins the race. Vicki Hennessy will retire in January after 44 years with the department. Before Hennessy was elected in 2015, the department was rocked by scandals. Two inmates had escaped, and deputies were accused of forcing inmates to take part in gladiator-style fights. Hennessy ran to bring stability and trust back to the office. As sheriff, she introduced policies to make conditions safer for transgender inmates. She wiped out costs people had to pay for electronic monitoring, and she made phone calls free for people behind bars. KALW Justice reporter Holly J. McDeed sat down with the outgoing sheriff to reflect on her somewhat accidental career in law enforcement.
Did you know that you wanted to go into law enforcement?
Actually, no, but I have to say, looking at my background, I was an avid reader of Nancy Drew books, loved the Avengers on TV, watched a lot of procedurals on television. But at that time, I was looking for something that was just not as traditional for women. And a friend of mine told me it was that the San Francisco Sheriff's Department was recruiting. I had no idea, and I'm from San Francisco, that San Francisco even had a sheriff's department. So I looked into it, saw that the salary was a little higher, that they were recruiting men and women equally for the equal jobs, and I thought, hey, this might be interesting.
And that was a time where they were actively recruiting women, people of color, and LGBTQ people as well. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct. I came in off of the list that recruited those people. So I came in with a lot of people from varying backgrounds, and I've added that as a complete plus to my life in this department.
And I read that at the time, so this was 1975, you didn't have much training going into it.
They told me to come to work, wear a white blouse, navy blue pants. I went to work on Christmas Eve of 1975 at the women's jail in San Bruno, and they just said, here's the keys, okay, this is what you do.
And was it hard being a woman in the department at the time? Did you think about it?
I don't think of it as being hard, but I think it was interesting, certainly, because we were expecting a group of people who had been had a culture established that were being kind of challenged now by having women enter those ranks and work in those areas. It took a while before women started working in the men's jails, for instance. I think I was one of the first to work in the men's jail, not just a woman's jail. But I also found that if I did my job and there were very good mentors, both among men and women in the department, that it wasn't a huge problem.
Yeah, and then flash forward to 2012 when you were appointed interim sheriff. That was at a time where the previous sheriff, Ross Mercurimi, had been charged with domestic violence, is when you stepped in, and then you decided to run.
I didn't expect to run. Towards the time where there were many more difficulties facing the department and facing the sheriff at the time, I did get a lot of phone calls and a lot of interest in asking me to run. And I thought, yes, I'd like to do this because I do care about this department. And so I felt that I could bring some stability back to the department and keep the course going. And I think that's what I've done.
What were some of the immediate actions you thought were necessary to take?
Well, one of the immediate actions I took was working with the jail staff on making sure that they were doing their rounds effectively and as prescribed by our policies, especially during the midnight hours and swing shift hours. I wanted to see if I could eliminate suicides. So far, we have not had a suicide in my term.
I want to talk a little bit more about some of those reforms here in the jails. You recently implemented a policy involving transgender and gender nonconforming inmates. What made you want to do that?
Well, in 2017, I did that, and that was one of my campaign promises. And then we started allowing people to express where they felt they would be housed safely. It doesn't mean they get housed there, but it does mean they get an option to let us know how they feel about it, and we try to make it happen if we can. There's a lot of challenges, and the challenges come in the form of architecture of our jails because we don't have a lot of options, and that's why we also wanted that new jail, because that new jail would have given us a lot of more culturally appropriate options for people.
One of your big goals was to move the inmates out of the Hall of Justice, where it is seismically unsafe. When I visited the jail, it was at a time where feces were flooding through the jail. So that was one of your big goals. And you recently spoke at a supervisor's hearing saying it was one of your failures to not be able to do that.
There has never, you know, I've been in the department a long time. There has never been any appetite to build a jail. Even when we were overcrowded back in the late 80s and early 90s, and we had we had 400 or 500 people sleeping on floors around the jails, and we ended up sending them out of county because we had a consent decree for 14 years because we were overcrowded. There's some kind of disconnect between political people in our city who say, hey, you know, they yell at the police at one hearing for not arresting enough people for auto burglaries, and then with the second breath, they don't want to build a new jail. And I'm wondering, well, how do you expect the sheriff, who's responsible for the operation of the jail, to provide humane, thoughtful conditions for people who are being held here when you don't give that sheriff the resources that he or she may need?
Looking back at your, is it about 40 years in law enforcement, what do you feel are some of the biggest takeaways for you that you've learned about what it's like to work in a jail and run jails in this city?
Well, first of all, I think that, and I tell the deputies this when I talk to them when they first come in, I think everybody knows somebody who's in jail. They have a friend, a relative, they know somebody who's in jail. Every person in jail has a mother, a father, a sister, a brother, an aunt, an uncle. People are people. You're not here to hurt people. You're not here to punish people. You're here to help people be safe. I can't tell you how many times people get out of jail and, you know, I see them on the street or they see my deputies on the street and they tell them how jail saved their lives. Should we have mental health outside before somebody gets in jail? Absolutely. You know, that should happen. But we know that people with serious mental health issues don't necessarily volunteer to get treated. And I know that from personal experience in my family. And sometimes people end up having to go to jail, and maybe that will be where they start on the track back.
That was outgoing Sheriff Vicki Hennessy speaking with KLW Justice reporter Holly J. McDeed. When Hennessy leaves office next year, she plans to go on vacation, spend time with her family, and clean out her garage.